This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Then let me just make my plea. Until the coronavirus is resolved, criminals take a break. Okay? Stay home. Okay? Stay home. And don't commit any crimes. And that way, they'll stay safe and out of jail. And police officers will stay safe and can go home to their families. Okay? So everybody chill. Crooks, criminals, you chill. Wait till the coronavirus is over. Okay? And then we'll all be okay.
In case you're wondering who that is the Houston mayor, the leftist Houston mayor, who's making a plea to criminals to just please stay home. Come on, y'all, stay home. Don't be giving out the Wuhan. Look, after the Chinese Wuhan virus thing is all over, then you can go back to normal. But until then, stay home. Don't commit any crimes. But when it's over, go ahead. Commit all the crimes you want. It'll be Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote, right? All over again. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, or welcome to it if you haven't discovered it. I'm glad you guys are here. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. So that's the way leftists handle problems, is they say, look, y'all, we got a crisis on our hands. We're begging you criminals to stop. Because we don't want to have to arrest you, then we have to let you go. Because it'll look bad, because we've got this virus that everybody's overblown and brought in by the Chinese. And we're trying to blame Trump. And we don't want to release you because it'll make us look bad. That's what's happening all over the country, in case you guys aren't aware of it. The catch and release due to Chinese Wuhan virus. They let some guy out. They've let rapists out because of this virus. People are less safe. I mean, forget the virus. They're saying, let's empty out the jails because we don't want these inmates getting sick with the possibility of suing us. So let's put them out there in the general population where they can wreak havoc on them and we'll just leave everything alone. That's how sick the Democrats are. I've asked you the question, but I'll ask you now. Do you trust the media more now or do you trust them less? Do you trust Democrats more now or do you trust them less? I'm trying to help you ease your mind when you're thinking about the upcoming election and all the things that could occur and everything that's going on. Two questions. Do you trust the media more or less? Do you trust the Democrats more or less? Now, I got another question for you. How do you think the president looks when compared to either of them? Do you think that Donald Trump looks more credible with respect to the media or less credible? Do you think that Donald Trump looks more credible with respect to Democrats or less credible? I told you, the Democrats do you a favor every single day when they lie about Trump, when they blow things out of proportion. And Donald Trump, thankfully, is a strategy guy. He knows the art of the deal. He understands that everything is a sale. Every time he comes on TV, he's either selling something or he's getting sold something. He's either able to sell you on it or you're able to sell him on it. And he says, I'm going to sell you on the idea that I'm confident. I know what I'm doing. We will get this in check. Things will go back to normal, blah, 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 blah. And that is exactly what's happening. And the Democrats can't help it. They can't do anything about it, and it vexes them to no end. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to, folks. What I'm explaining to you is that Donald Trump gains credibility daily. That's why his numbers are technically through the roof. 60% approval on what he's doing on Chinese Wuhan translates to closer to 70%. 49% approval of his job performance translates to close to 60%. You don't have to believe me. You can continue to ignore logic and reason and what you see around you, and you can buy into the other stuff. But if you're going to do that, stop listening to me. Don't be coming up here wasting my time. Democrats lied about the stimulus. They loaded it with things that Americans know have nothing to do with getting this economy back in running. That's one. I'm just giving you an example of something where people are going, wait a minute, why are we giving $25 million to the Rockefeller Center? And you go, well, maybe they're not plugged in enough. Maybe they don't know. Maybe they don't care. Oh, they know. They know because Donald Trump is out talking about it. He's got, I can tell you, who was it? It was like one of my cousins. I honestly don't remember who, but it was like one of my cousins. And I'm, you know, talking to him. He's like, yeah, man, I don't understand why Democrats gave that money to the Rockefeller Center. And I remember thinking, you knew about this? You care about this? You knew about it. Democrats lie about the border. They told us, what are you talking about? We should have free. Let people come in. It's no big deal. They lied about trade with China. Most of these people support China over the United States, folks, knowing that the Chinese brought in the Chinese Wuhan virus into this country and spread it around the world. They still want you to believe that China are the good guys. That Donald Trump, how dare he mess with our trading partner? You know, that's the way they view it. They don't look at it as, how dare China mess up our economy and not want to take responsibility for this? China should be paying the world back for what it's done so far. They give the world a lot of gifts. People don't realize the Chinese, oh boy, they gift you with a lot of stuff. Here's a couple of things. This is an article I read about, I read a while back, and let me just give you some of the things that you've been gifted with. In 2008, China's largest provider of milk powder recalled 700 tons of baby formula after a child died and more than 50 others developed kidney problems. Melamine, a chemical used in the making of plastic, was found in the baby formula. It later emerged that an unscrupulous manufacturer had been adding it to food products to cheaply boost protein values. Two men were eventually sentenced to death for their role in the scam. This is the type of things that you get gifted from China. Things where they cut a few corners here and there. And as one of my friends said to me, he goes, man, we do all this to get a bunch of little plastic trinkets and, you know, get a few items a little cheaper here and there. There's no ingenuity that goes into China. If somebody really put thought into manufacturing, we could bring it back on shore. And that's what Donald Trump is doing. So all my point to this segment, folks, is Donald Trump is getting vindicated every single day. And the Democrats are not. They aren't trying to do that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So I played a clip in the previous segment of Seth Meyers and Kamala Harris, and Meyers essentially sets Kamala Harris up by saying, hey, this Chinese Wuhan virus highlights how bad things are in the black community. And he says, how many communities are being hit? All the communities are being hit by this Chinese Wuhan virus. But he says, but particularly the communities of color get hit the hardest. Now, when he talks about communities, what's he talking about? He's talking about LGBT. He's talking about blacks. He's talking about Latinos. He's talking about women. You know, those are the communities, these special interest communities. But guess who gets hit the hardest? Blacks and Latinos. I don't know. Is the Chinese Wuhan, you know, I'm trying to figure out who it's killing. Because he's explained everything that he's talking about points to the rounding up of minorities, putting them into these so-called communities, and then getting upset that something happens in the community. The very thing that these people create. It's infuriating that they don't get it, but that's okay. I'm not gonna dwell on it. So then Kamala Harris comes out and says, yes, it's more fatal in the black community. She doubles down. Now, I want you to understand, folks, we're talking about decades of Democrats controlling every aspect of what happens in the, quote, black community. If you want a population center of blacks, I'm going to tell you where you go. You go to a city run by Democrats, and in particular, run by black Democrats. If you want to see a lot of blacks together, that's what they do. And what will happen is you get all these black folks together, and eventually they say, we want people to look like us in charge. We want a black mayor. Houston, Texas, black mayor. Chicago, Illinois, black mayor. You get enough blacks together, they want a black mayor, black people leading black folks. And so all these things, all this, she talked about, oh my goodness, it's systematic, it's institutional racism, racism based in healthcare. Who's running the healthcare system in these big cities? Is it Republicans? Is it conservatives? No, it's people that think like them. That's who's running it. Who's running the education system? Whatever lack of information black people have, and, well, black people can't get a voter ID. Why? You're the one educating them. You're the one training them on how to do it. Why can't they get an ID? You understand what I'm saying? All you got to do is pose that question. Well, where are most black people located? In cities run by Democrats. In many cases, run by black Democrats. If a black person can't get an ID, you're going to blame a Republican? Oh, they don't want them to have voter ID. Well, I would venture to say you don't want them to have voter ID. Black people can't get access to good health care. Why? They're in cities run by Democrats, typically run by black Democrats. Why can't they get adequate health care? Why can't they get adequate schools? Why can't they get adequate jobs? All points to the Democrats. Systematic racism. And she goes on, it's the disparities in race and in health care. And then she goes on to talk about freaking sickle cell. You know how many black people have sickle cell? Not enough to, I'm not trying to downplay the disease itself, but the number of blacks that have sickle cell is so small to even bring it up is ridiculous. Oh, black people have more heart disease, they have more this or that. Whose fault is it? You think it's genetic? Yeah, do genetics play some role? Absolutely. But first of all, Kamala, you are not all black. Many of these other people are not all whatever. They have other genes. We've mutated beyond. Kevin, you if you have black blood, you're likely to have sickle cell. I'm as likely to have sickle cell as, you know, Bob Jiminy down the street. It's insane. Black women are more likely, they give you all the statistics. They have lupus at three times this or that. They have this. Hey, here's one. Black women have abortions at three times the rate of white women. What's the cause of that? What is that, the Chinese Wuhan virus? What is it? It's amazing. You know, who knew that this Chinese Wuhan virus would kill more minorities than anybody else? No, really. Who? Who knew? No, really. Who knew? Who knew? WHO, the World Health Organization. Speaking of who, has anybody noticed that name? Dr. Wang Hu. Maybe he's the reason. Is an Asian dude who really doesn't like black people. That's why he's doing it. He's killing black folks with the dreaded Chinese Wuhan. But let's just go with their stuff for a minute, because I know I'm getting silly. But let's just go with what they're saying. That this is killing people, you know, of color, and it's targeting all these folks. Well, I would ask this question. Italy's had a lot of deaths. It's had a lot of deaths from the Chinese Wuhan virus. Is it only killing the black people in Italy? I'm just curious. Who is it killing in Italy? Is it killing Italians, or is it killing black folks? Because I would really like to see how this disease is so targeted. What Kamala Harris is trying to tell you is that people that have these underlying illnesses, that when Chinese Wuhan comes, it's systematically attacking black folks and singling us out. But what Kamala Harris won't tell you is the flu does the same thing. But see, the flu isn't sexy. It's not COVID-19. It's not coronavirus. And here's the most least sexy thing about it. It happens during the time of any presidency. What makes coronavirus, a.k.a. COVID-19, a.k.a. the real name for it, the Chinese Wuhan virus, sexy, is it happened during the time of Trump. That's what makes it sexy. That's what makes it marketable, is it happened during the time of Trump. And these knucklehead leftists like Seth Meyers, who want you to believe that something is targeting blacks. Let me tell you what's targeting blacks. No matter what disease it hits, it targets black folks because we are not taking good care of ourselves. That has nothing to do with white people. It has more to do with a lifestyle. The lifestyle that black folks are saying, I want to live in the big city. I want to live around my own people. I want to be ruled by my own people, etc. And all of the institutional things, anything that would make the coronavirus go and target black folks is because of black folks. It's because of Democrats or it's because of the combination of the two, black Democrats. That is the only connection between the coronavirus and black people. And yet, we have people racializing it. Kamala Harris and Seth Meyers, and even Dr. Sanjay Gupta said there was a correlation between the Chinese Wuhan virus and black people dying. Yeah. What's the correlation? That it's happening to everybody? When the Chinese Wuhan virus in China is killing only black people in China, then you can make that correlation. Because last time I checked, the Wuhan virus in China was killing Chinese, not blacks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump insists the decision to start reopening the United States is his alone and not up to individual governors. In tweets, the president says some in the media have repeatedly stated otherwise and labeled those news organizations as fake. The president is reportedly eyeing May 1st as the date he wants to start reopening the country as the deadly coronavirus continues across the United States in some parts of the country. FDA Administrator Stephen Hahn says the conditions have to be right to start reopening the United States.
It is a target, and obviously we're hopeful about that target, but I think it's just too early to be able to tell that. We see light at the end of the tunnel. Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx have said that.
Severe thunderstorms are continuing to hammer the southeastern part of the United States. This comes after tornadoes killed at least 18 people on Easter Sunday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I was thinking about that picture of the Chinese Wuhan virus. We've all seen it. It looks like a, I don't know, an old, you remember the typing, the typewriters that had the ball? And the letters were on the ball, and the ball would flip, 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 flop around. It was a revolution in typing. Anyway, the Wuhan virus looks like one of those typing balls. Or it looks like a little marble with an afro or something. I don't know how to describe it. But you've probably seen a picture of the Wuhan virus. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. The KevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. That Wuhan, Chinese Wuhan virus picture is shown a lot. And it's almost like the left is telling us, hey, be on the lookout for this virus. If you see this virus, report it. If you see something, say something. Police maybe have issued a BOLO for this virus. That is a be on the lookout. Because, you know, do normal people know or care what this virus looks like under 1 billion magnification? You can't see it. But they still, this, I'm not kidding you, the Wuhan virus, every time I see a story about it, I get this picture of this little afroed virus going, hey, what's up, y'all? Or maybe it's not afroed. It's got a little Chinese haircut. And it's like, hey, what you doing? How you doing here? I'm just saying. Who knows what this H1N1 virus looked like? I don't think I ever saw a picture of an H1N1 virus. I could be wrong. Maybe, I don't remember, it wasn't memorable. Maybe the H1N1 virus doesn't look like Brad Pitt. But the Wuhan virus isn't that good looking. As far as viruses go, I mean, I don't know, but I don't look at it and go, wow, I can see why he got a deal. The Wuhan virus. Is there a reason why we did look it up. See if they show the H1N1 virus. Because I would like to know if there was a reason why they did not show the H1N1 virus during the time of Obama. Is that virus black or is it a Muslim? Does it have kinky hair and a thick black beard and stands with an AK-47? What is the deal? The H1N1 virus got no press. People, I dare you. I dare you right now on Radio Land, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, send us a note. Right now, don't look, don't go Google anything. Tell me, yes, Kevin, I do remember seeing the H1N1 virus. I know exactly what it looks like. I could pick it out of a lineup. If you put H1N1, SARS, MERS, Corona, Chinese Wuhan, and the flu, I know exactly what the H1N1 looks like. The virus that appeared during the time of Obama. By the way, Ebola. Now, I do remember seeing something about Ebola. But it wasn't a picture of that. It was a picture of, like, what it does to blood or something like that. It was not a headshot. And what's up with that? Why didn't they give me a headshot of Ebola? Racist or what? Because it originated in the Ebola region of Africa? Is this why they will not show me that? This is why you listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. We ask the difficult questions. But here's what's underlying the humor is the idea that you can't see the H1N1. They cannot discuss this without showing you the picture. And for the life of me, I kept see every time I'd pull up an article, I'd see this and I'd go, wait a minute. Okay, why are you showing me this? I can't spot it on my food. I can't spot it on a table. They're telling me all the ways I can get. If you're within 6 feet, be careful of this. Okay, if I could only see it. But there's a picture. If it isn't a picture of Trump, it depends on who's writing the article, right? If they're blaming Trump, it'll be a picture of Trump looking menacing, like, I'm not going to help you at all. I'm not, this is not anything to do with you. I'm done with you. You know, there's that Trump looking menacing, okay? Or it's a picture of the virus itself. They need to associate the negativity of this virus, and they want you to embrace it. They want you to, I'm just saying, why would you put a picture of something I can't even see? It is the 99.9999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999 but they will depict it for you. So I just made me ask a simple question. Why are you doing this? I don't recall. Bird flu? I don't know what the bird flu virus looks like. I don't remember a virus being so photographed. What makes the Chinese Wuhan virus so photogenic? Is it Tyson? Tyson Bickford? Is it a model? Is it a Chippendale dancer? Is it a Victoria's Secret runway model? What is it about this virus that you go, Kevin, you must see this virus? Oh, Kevin, you've seen some viruses in your day, but you've never seen one like this, black man. Oh, no, no, no. Is this the Angelina Jolie of viruses or Brad Pitt of viruses? I'm just curious. And you should be curious, too. Why do you keep depicting this? Anyway, that's my question for you. Glad you tuned in to the Kevin Jackson Show. Chinese official deaths from the Chinese Wuhan virus is now at 40,000. Yeah, they lied. The Chinese said, oh, no, no, no. The United States has passed us in infections. They passed us in deaths. Underreported. They lied to us? What? They lied. It was the first cases, I'm reading this, of the novel coronavirus were reported from China's Hubei province in late 2019. That's not what I was told. According to the Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center, there were 82,361 confirmed cases with 3,316 fatalities. The number of dead in Hubei stands at 3,193. Last week, a secret report submitted to the White House claimed that China has underreported both the total number of cases and deaths, so the data from the country is intentionally incomplete. This is two unnamed intelligence sources. Now, I don't know whether they're feeding Donald Trump some good information, bad information, because you never know with them. You know, Reid said, don't give him good information. But it looks like 40,000 people died in China. And a lot more were sick. But guess what? The alarmists here in the United States wanted us to get all panicky. Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding? The United States is now the new epicenter. They wanted to get you worked up. Because that's exactly what the leftists want to do here. They want you panicked. They want you to do all the wrong things. They give you all the information. They even want you to get the vaccine. I told you. There are people that are getting cured that are very, very ill from this. I have a cousin. She's in the ICU. She got the shot because she was dang near dying. And she's in bad health. Diabetes, got all kinds of stuff. So she was going to die from underlying conditions. But this is going to kick her over the edge. And she took the shot. She's cool. But I wouldn't take the shot. I'll heal naturally. There are people saying, you got to let your body get the antibodies for this stuff. You don't want to just take a shot. You want to fight stuff off. I'm the guy that doesn't take Advil. I get a headache. I'll ride it out. Everybody be quiet. Get the room dark. I'll ride it out. Here's my point, though, about the Chinese underreporting. You have a communist regime that kills female babies. I mean, you would think the feminists would really be on our side on this, right? They sex select their children. It is repressive in almost every way for women. It's repressive for people in general. I don't know how many diseases we've had, but I know we had SARS from them. We've got the development of the coronavirus. I don't know all the different things, but people are arguing that there's lots of major diseases that have originated out of the Wuhan province, which, by the way, is a beautiful place if you ever get to go. But are they to be trusted? So you got all this stuff going on. They underreport, and the leftists are seized. You know, they aren't going to talk about this. Oh my gosh, it's horrible that they went underreport and make it appear as though the United States was the new epicenter, which is the way they put this. But let me tell you, leftists love alarming you. Let me give you the next one. They said false negatives on tests might get millions of people infected. We can't shut down at the end of April because we're getting false negatives. You may still be positive. They want you so afraid to go out, to do anything, because they need to torpedo this economy. Even after quarantine is lifted, folks, these leftists want to see the Chinese Wuhan virus kill as many Americans as they can. Just so you're clear, Donald Trump, during the time of the Wuhan crisis, has brought 40,000 Americans home on 400 different flights from 75 countries. Can you imagine the orchestration that the State Department had to go through in order to do that? And that's what Trump did.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
How's your homeschooling going? Oh, no, I don't mind. I don't mean what we do here, me training you on how to think differently and make sure that you are in the right frame of mind when you're dealing with these leftists. I'm saying those of you who have children who live in an area where they say you now have to take control of your kids for the remainder of the year. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. How are you doing? My youngest son, I have to homeschool him. He's out of school. They said, hey, cancel schools for the rest of the year, so you gotta take care of it. And I'm going, well, wait a minute. I mean, I don't mind. I'd rather enjoy spending time with my youngest son because he's at a great age, a fun age. Great. He's a really good athlete. He's a decent student. Doesn't always like to study, but I challenge him. I was teaching him some things about how the world works in the sense of the electrical, a magnetic field of the earth. I said, I want you to just understand that there's molten metal rushing around in a belt around the inner circle of the world. It's flowing. That lava flow is molten metal, and it's creating a magnetic field that you see is the northern lights. And I said, now I want you to tell me what direction is it flowing? Is it flowing clockwise or counterclockwise around the equator? And because I told him about the rule of thumb, not the rule of thumb, but the right hand, what do they call it? The right-hand ruler, I think is what we call it. And if it's going clockwise and put your hand that direction, then your thumb is pointing up. If it's counterclockwise, your thumb's pointing down. And he says, well, it must be going counterclockwise because it's headed up. And that's where you have the northern lights. Sorry. So we were talking about that. Then I said, and what about the tides? So I said, you have these polar ice caps, and then you got this big heated ball that's in the center of the earth, and you have these polar ice caps, right? So how is that temperature differential, what's that doing? And explain that when you take something like, for example, you open a window and you have warmth in your home and you have cold outside, what direction does the air flow? And I was telling him that it flows in the direction the heat wants to warm up the air. So you get you build your own atmosphere. And in my office, the difference between a regular house and my office, where my office is, if you open the partition, my office is a lot warmer. So you can feel that temperature differential. And I told him, do it. He did it. He was like, whoa. I said, yeah, so it creates its own atmosphere. So we were having this great discussion about it. And you could tell he was lighting up. He was like, wow. I said, and that's how the jet stream works. And that's how, the tides work. It's all these layers, these things that are going on, and you're going, how's that happening? Why is that current going that way? Well, look at the volcanic belt. I forget what they call it, but it's where all the ring of fire, I think is what they call it. I said, follow the ring of fire, and you'll see how the water is creating its own current, and it's forcing itself. These ocean currents all are being fueled by that. And he thought that was fascinating because it is. And I said, now throw in the moon. You got the moon doing tides. And we looked at the periodic table. I'm just telling you guys, this is how teaching is. So he's telling me about the periodic table. I said, okay, great. So now we got the moon. We got the sun. I said, the earth is, it's boiling inside as hot as the sun. So you got sun, hydrogen being converted to helium. I said, and how much helium gets converted in a sun in a day? What's the percentage of helium that gets converted from oxygen? So we're talking about that, and I said, well, is it the same? How much of the sun is helium converted to oxygen from daytime to nighttime? And this is a trick question. And he goes, and he had the number, of what the helium conversion was, and he thought it was half. And I said, no, the sun's not going down just because you don't see it. He goes, oh, you're right. So we were having fun, is my point. They don't get to do that in class with him. The minute he had a question, we were on the periodic table, and I said, okay, let's talk about alkalines. So let's talk about the strongest acids and the strongest alkali. Let's go look at a video of somebody showing you what happens when you put, say, white phosphorus or one of the strongest alkali base chemicals on something. Watch what happens. Watch what happens with these mega acids eating things up. Then we talked about the show Alien. That show, that thing in Alien where they show acid melting through the metal? That is a real acid in real life. They got that acid, they made it, and that was what they filmed that scene with. And so we watched that. It's fun. But hey, here's the deal. I'm not his teacher. I pay my taxes. Are you having as much fun with your kids? you guys don't have any kids of age, so I can't ask you. But the people listening to the show, you have kids, grandkids. How are they making out? But here's my question to you. How do you feel about the government saying, yeah, look, we know you pay for these government schools, but we don't care. You're gonna train your kids for the next month and a half. They're your responsibility. And you know what they do? Well, the teachers are setting their assignments. I can promise you, the teachers are not setting anywhere close to what I just described for you, what I did with my kid over 2 days. His study of the periodic table, knowing how atomic mass is calculated, why there's one, for every electron, there's a proton, how do you dope an atom, etc. How does things move? We talked about convection, heating, cooling, you name it. I mean, this dude is getting a first-class college-level education in all this stuff. How it all fits together. It's amazing. And I'm not going to make a nickel. In fact, I'm paying to do it. Now, if you can't, I mean, I couldn't afford to have a tutor for him or whatever. Luckily, we're involved in the education system through SeekingEducationalExcellence.org, and he's in a program called Duke Tip, and he's in a program that's sponsored through C as well, where he's studying for his SAT, and he's already taken it from the fifth grade, and he'll take it again in the eighth grade, and he'll be at a senior level, and by the time he graduates, he'll be in the 1500s like his brothers, and he will get a full ride wherever he wants to go. That's the goal of it. That's assuming he wants to go. And the reason why I take him through all these iterations is I want to know, what are you interested in? You know, when we talk sports, he loves baseball. You know, when I talk to him about baseball, I don't talk about baseball. I say things like this. When I want to talk physics, I talk baseball. I say, what do you think is the spin rate on that pitcher's curve? Why are his numbers so much better than the other guy? Why is it that Greinke can throw a pitch 85 miles an hour and be a big league pitcher and make millions of dollars, and most guys that can throw 85 can't play, won't even be able to play double A? Why is that? You know? Why is this guy's delivery so different when he comes over the top versus the guy that comes more from the side? What is the, you know, what's making a breaking ball? What's making a curve? What's making a slider? What is the change in a baseball that makes that happen? When you put him in those terms, he's interested in physics. What bat angle do you need to jack the ball? What bat angle are you looking for in order to hit base hits, ground balls, you know, et cetera? He knows all that. He knows that in the big leagues right now, everybody's about that a steeper angle. They want to see the long ball. Back in the day, base hitters, man. And what about the turning of the hip and getting that, the physics of getting the hip into it and not arming the ball, etc. Big stuff. You training your kids? I'm being honest. Do you think that you're doing better than the education system? I would venture to say that you are. My question, I ask this question, and I'll ask it of you. How long would you be willing to train your child and still pay your taxes? Talking about your school taxes. How long? If they said do it a month, well, I'm doing it a month and a half or whatever it is. And now he was on spring break when this all occurred, but I'm going to do it a month and a half. So whatever that is. Could you go 3 months? If you went longer than 3 months, would you decide, you know what? I think I'm just going to do it. I've had friends of mine say, I think I'm just going to go ahead and homeschool. It's an interesting quandary to me. And maybe it may be a quandary we all have to deal with. Bill Gates says he wants this shut down the last 18 months. Not that anybody gives a crap about what Bill Gates thinks, but that's what he says. Needs to last 18 months. Yeah. Be long enough, Bill, for everybody to what? If it lasts 18 months, how about we do this? How about we just skip the election, make Donald Trump president again for the next 4 years, and leave everything status quo? Since that's what they seem to want, right? I'm just curious, how do you guys feel about educating your own kids and not getting paid?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.